the prices just keep going up and up and up, more than a dime in just the past week. What can be done to help these folks?
Well, I think there's a disconnect in Congress on this issue. I don't think Washington understands how painful it is and how much it's hurting, not just families, but small businesses. We just held a round table over at a restaurant called Mama Jack's, and we asked just average Texans how the prices are hurting them. We had two small businesses that basically told us, with prices being what they are, they're basically working for free, for nothing. The oil prices have wiped out any profit they have. We talked to a sheriff who said that they are not just only burning through their budget in half the year, but they're actually not doing the discretionary calls to families they would like to have their deputies doing because the prices are so high. And so it is very painful to a lot of people, and I don't think Washington understands that.
More than two years ago now, Nancy Pelosi promised a common sense approach, and I've noticed a lot of people asking for that on the floor of the House of Representatives, including yourself, and where is it?
Well, there doesn't seem to be any common sense plan to lower gas prices. In fact, you know, gas prices are up more than a dollar a gallon at the pump since this new Congress took effect. And I just don't think, I don't think that promoting longer lasting light bulbs or threatening to sue OPEC is going to lower gas prices at all. What will is if America gets serious about taking responsibility for our own energy needs. We are blessed with great resources, oil and gas and coal and just all sorts of great options. But this Congress not only isn't allowing us to do more of it, they're actually discouraging, punishing companies that explore and produce oil and gas here in America. I just think with prices being what they are, I think it's a terrible approach to take. And the reason I think gas prices are so high, the rest of the world realizes America is not going to be a contributor. We're not going to take responsibility. And so they're pushing gas prices higher.
And ethanol just doesn't seem to be helping. And in fact, it seems to be hurting on the back end.
Yeah, we can never be energy independent by using food for fuel. It just drives up the price, not only the fuel, but of what we buy at the grocery store. So I think ethanol and biofuels can be part of the solution. They actually can be helpful, but just relying upon them, we're already seeing families are already paying the price of us not, again, thinking through and having any type of energy plan. We're going the wrong direction.
And Congress has been talking about some sort of bailout for the mortgage industry as well in these times. But is that the solution, to just start making every contract that people have gotten into null and void?
No, it isn't. Look, I am not interested in bailing out borrowers who speculated, lenders who were irresponsible, or investors who didn't do their homework and got greedy. Not interested in spending your tax dollars to do that. What I am interested in is helping families who have a job, bought a house, believe they could make the payments, but with the new adjustable rates, they just can't make the higher rate. I want to make sure that we have available, affordable credit for creditworthy borrowers. I think that is a good first move. The second one is that I want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And we need to set some standards for those who borrow and those who lend, so the rest of the country doesn't pay the price for a few irresponsible folks. And then finally, no one's talking about it, but why are we not punishing these companies? Why are we not prosecuting these companies that have done so much harm to our U.S. economy just so they could make a quick buck? I think we've forgotten that part of it.
And if they were indeed predatory in the way that they went about making these loans to people who they knew couldn't afford them, they should be paying the price.
They really should be. And one of my worries is that Congress is looking at a bailout bill that really doesn't help. Some of the suggestions aren't bad, but they won't, like low-income housing. You know, that'll help 2 years down the road because we do need some of that housing. But the bailout right now looks like it'll go to wealthy states like California, where they're just propping up high home values, and very little that goes to states that really have problems, like Ohio, Michigan. You got really Indiana and Mississippi with high foreclosures. But we always have to remember only 2% of all the homeowners have foreclosures. You know, this is not a nationwide problem. It is a regional problem that is not affecting, thankfully, states like Texas. And so we really should target the solution where we don't ask every taxpayer in America and every homeowner who's bought responsibly to pay the price for those who didn't.
What is affecting all of us, though, is gas prices. Hopefully, with the stimulus checks going out a little earlier than expected, that might get people through the summer.
Yeah, in fact, the government's going to send out those economic stimulus checks from $300 to $1,200 for families early. They're getting out here in the next week or so, which I think is going to help people pay some bills. And if they choose to do some consumption, could help the economy a little as well. So, and we still continue to encourage people that normally don't file any kind of income tax form because they haven't had to file that 1040A this year to make sure that if they are eligible for a check, that they get it. It's their money.